In the heart of Liège, a renowned Belgian film actor is embracing a craft deeply rooted in the town's history. Bully Lanners, celebrated for his dynamic roles spanning four decades, is pivoting from the dazzling lights of the movie world to the intimate charm of puppetry. Lanners, who recently clinched the Best Supporting Actor Award at France's equivalent of the Oscars, has long been an influential figure in European cinema. At 58, with a distinguished mustache that has become his signature, Lanners is stepping back from the global cinematic stage to delve into an age-old tradition. This transition was partly sparked by an inheritance, a puppet collection from his father-in-law, whose lineage had been at the helm of one of Liège's illustrious puppet troupes. Today, with the aid of his wife, Lanners is on the path to reviving this legacy, setting sights on establishing their own puppet theater right in their backyard. To see a lifeless puppet used merely as decor in a library is a disservice to its essence. Puppets are meant to perform, to be animated, Lanners passionately explained in an interview with AFP. Our overarching mission is to rejuvenate and propagate this theatrical art form. In a world dominated by digital effects, superhero narratives, and the omnipresence of streaming platforms, Lanners' venture might seem anachronistic. However, he firmly believes in the enduring allure of puppetry, particularly in Liège, a working-class town with a population of around 200,000. Rewind to the 1920s, and Liège boasted 62 theaters, Lanners reflected, highlighting the town's rich theatrical past. While cinema did overshadow puppetry for a while, today, the tradition persists with 6 permanent theaters and 3 mobile ones. It's noteworthy that the younger generation, rather than the elderly, are the primary patrons, indicating puppetry's embeddedness in Liège's cultural DNA. Besides his love for the craft, Lanners, a staunch environmentalist, expresses concern over the extravagant energy consumption of modern film sets. The sustainability of puppetry appeals to him. Our puppets, carved from basswood, are environmentally friendly. The props are sourced from flea markets, and we hand-paint our sets on repurposed bedsheets, he elaborated. Starting January, the couple aims to enchant audiences twice a week in their intimate 30-seat theater. Their repertoire is vast, boasting approximately 160 characters, ranging from the mundane to the mythical. Manipulating these puppets, some weighing up to 10 kilograms and measuring 80 centimeters, will indeed be a display of skill and passion. Despite this shift, Lanners has no intention of completely abandoning cinema. However, he intends to limit his film engagements, possibly to a single annual project. Reflecting on his evolving perspective, Lanners mused, "I'm increasingly disillusioned with my role in the cinematic world. It's a desire for change, in both lifestyle and ideology."